everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of the Love of the Mouse podcast. I'm your host, Matt Merlino, and today we have an amazing show planned for you all. Joining me today is everyone's favorite cast member, my co-host, Gage McCall.
Oh, thank you, Matt, and hello, everybody. Today's episode is going to be an exciting one for sure, because we aren't alone. We have a guest on the show with us today, and this is my first episode hanging out with the guest, so I'm really looking forward to it.
That is correct, and we teased it towards the end of our last episode that she messaged us on Instagram after listening to our ideas for a fifth Disney park. So thank you again for that, by the way. But joining Gage and I today is our friend and former Disney cast member, Kara Vanderwill. Thanks for being here with us today. How has post-Disney life been treating you, Kara?
Hi, everyone. Yeah, it's been good, but I have to say I really do miss the most magical place on Earth. Going back to my job back home has just not been quite as exciting. I'm already planning my next trip back.
When are you coming back?
I want to come in October, but anytime is good. I'm ready to come home.
October would be a fantastic time to come.
Yeah,
maybe I'll come with you. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween, too, at that point.
Yeah, no, we should all plan a trip.
We should all go.
I mean, if you guys are serious about this, I am totally on board.
All right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding.
I would love to go.
Have you looked at the free dining options? Because I know they're doing that promotion right now.
No, I actually haven't, but I should definitely look into that, because that'd be pretty cool.
Because I looked a few weeks ago, and it was for 4 people, it was essentially $800 a person that included park hopper passes, your hotel, and all of your food.
Yeah, that's not bad, and I've always wanted to stay in a Disney resort, so I'll definitely have to look into that.
Yeah, and if you find stuff and you're serious about this, honestly, let me know, because I will be all for that.
All right, I will.
Awesome. So, Kara, you just finished up your college program experience, as we had just mentioned. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank your experience?
Oh, definitely a 10. I wouldn't trade that experience in for anything. It was really amazing. Yeah, I've gained a lot from it.
Where were you stationed?
Yeah, so I got merchandise, so I was picturing myself in a big, like, air-conditioned store or something. But I ended up with Hollywood Studios Park Arrival. When I learned it was strollers, I was a little, like, apprehensive at first, but I ended up absolutely loving it. So I was out at Hollywood Studios at Oscars, the stroller rentals, and then some of the little outdoor stands that were around it.
So I know that you and I have talked about this before, but how did you like your costume?
I actually really liked it. At first, I was like, it looks a little goofy, but it was super cute, and it definitely fit in with the theming, because Oscars, the stroller rental, is themed after like an old-fashioned gas station. So we had the cute little overalls with the stripes, and it definitely fit the theming, and we actually got a lot of compliments on them, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I will say they felt like PJs, so going to work in PJs was pretty good.
That's great.
You talk about being at Hollywood Studios. Did that give you a special love for that park more than you had, say, before you had started working there?
I definitely would say that, but like the interesting thing is I didn't really have a favorite park before I went down there, because I had only been there twice as a kid, and I actually only could remember one of those times because I was so young for the other time. Okay. So I kind of went in like super open-minded. I had memories from every park, but I didn't know which park they were from. So I was really pumped for Hollywood Studios. So when I got there, like, a lot of people were upset that certain things got taken out, but I wasn't even aware of that. I was just all pumped about the new stuff that was coming in.
So I have to ask, after hearing that, have you decided on which park is actually your favorite park?
I don't want to say this because I did work at Hollywood Studios, but I have to say that Animal Kingdom is my favorite park.
Animal Kingdom, okay.
Whoa.
Sorry. Sorry, Hollywood Studios.
Why Animal Kingdom?
That was the one park I had actually never visited as a kid. For some reason, my parents just decided to always skip that one. So it was like I really got to make like all new memories there and explore it like all on my own. And I feel like it has the most little like hidden spots. Like if you just walk around, you can.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah, like you can go off the beaten path and find stuff that you wouldn't think would be there.
I know. I think Animal Kingdom is the hardest park to like maneuver around, just because there's so many different like secret passageways and it's not just wide open, you know.
That's what I really like about it. You can spend a lot of time just like hanging out, not even going on the rides.
Kara, remember when we got like mac and cheese and like we ate off that like little side spot, and like it was so cool just sitting there.
Like, I didn't even know it was there. This was like the end of my program, and Gage and I just found a spot.
Where did you guys go?
It was by that barbecue place, but it was like,
I know exactly where you're talking about.
It was like
about.
A little like step way down, and there was like a little pond area. And
I that's posted where we a picture ate. From that spot on our Instagram just the other day.
Yeah, that's crazy. It was fun.
It's never busy in that spot. No. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was there. And there was like that big fountain and there were like birds everywhere. It was so cute.
That's such a nice little area. I have one question with you guys talking about like the secret passageways and stuff throughout Animal Kingdom. Is there a path like that leads from one side of Discovery Island to the other, like through the Tree of Life Garden?
Hmm. If there is one, I'm not sure I stumbled across that one yet.
Yeah, I believe there is.
Like, I've heard that there is, but being there the past 2 years, I've tried so hard to find it, and I still have not found it.
See, that's why I like Animal Kingdom.
Like, I've seen YouTube videos where people are going across this path, and I'm like, I swear I am in this spot, but I guess I'm not.
It's weird, because sometimes they, like, close off some of the pathways from the tree. And they redirect it, you know? So I think it probably depends on the day.
Okay.
Because I think I have before, but I'm not sure.
That was just something that I kind of found interesting, but never had found it myself, so.
We should make a list of things we want to find when we go back.
Yes. Did you ever pick up any other shifts at any of the other parks?
I did actually. First place I picked up was actually Blizzard Beach, and I was like, I loved Blizzard Beach as a kid. Like, that's one of the places that I really remember for some reason, Blizzard Beach, because the theming is so cute. So I picked up there in, like, the biggest store right at the beginning. And I had, like, really high hopes. But I have to say that not many people come in that store because they're all on the rides and stuff, like, that at the water park. So it was definitely a slower-paced kind of thing than what I was used to at the strollers. So that one was okay. And then I also picked up at Disney Springs at Trendy. And that was really busy. I don't know if you know that store. It has like all the, it's mostly women stuff and it's all like the new t-shirts and it had the Princess Spirit jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. So that place was busy. That gave me a run for my money. That was a busy shift. And then, of course, I had to pick up at Animal Kingdom. I picked up at my favorite store, Island Mercantile, and I loved it there. It was amazing. That's I can't awesome. Say I yeah, liked it more awesome. Than my home location, though.
I feel like that's a common theme from both of you guys. Because Gage and I just talked about that on the last episode, because he had picked up a shift at Magic Kingdom for the first time, and he said it was not as fun as Epcot.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Once you're at your like set location for so long, like you honestly have a special connection with it. You feel more comfortable as a cast member there, and even like the fellow cast members that you work with, like you're with them like every day, so like. It's hard to break away from that and go to a new location.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The people you work with definitely become like a work fam. Like, I know I still talk to my work family every day.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. So you made a lot of good friends down there while you were on the college program?
Yeah, and like a lot of people I didn't at first imagine myself friends with. Like, there were a lot of older people that worked at Oscars, and I became like besties with all these people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a really good experience. It was like the best work team I've ever been on.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, I feel like most locations have like a work family like that. Like, I'm sure, Gage, you feel the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean when like you say that, because really like meeting these people, especially from all over the world, like it's incredible to say that I have friends from like New Zealand and Puerto Rico, Mexico, England. Like, there's just kids and people from all over that you get to, you know, interact with. And share that special Disney bond with.
Talking about special Disney bonds, I'll ask this question to both of you because both of you can speak a little bit to this, being cast members. Kara, you can go first. What was your favorite experience that you ever had on the college program?
Probably my favorite experience was this family, and they all had I'm Celebrating pins. And I asked them what they were celebrating because they hadn't written on anything. I asked if they wanted to write something. And they all wrote that they were celebrating life because their dad had actually just come out of a coma like about a month before. And all celebrated by like going to Disney. So I talked to them for a while. And it was just really cool to talk to families like that. And they were all excited to like write on the pins and everything. It was just a really cool experience. As
That's
far
amazing.
As like being
yeah,
a cast
that is
member.
Really nice.
It was crazy. Like the things that people will tell you if you just like ask and like talk.
Yeah.
To them. It's yeah. really cool. Yeah.
I agree with that.
So what about you, Gage? What's your most magical moment?
Oh, geez. I don't know if I could really pinpoint to a specific moment right now. I feel like every day kind of like merges together and it's hard to like differentiate like what's going on. But definitely the guests are a big, you know, push of like me like wanting to go above and beyond with my job just because, you know, I want to make even like the smallest impact on their vacation. So I have a lot of great guest interactions, even though if it's a short amount, I can't pinpoint something. Maybe when I was doing exit one day and I had my Mickey glove on and I was waving, you know, goodbye to families and whatnot. And this dad was holding his daughter and they were walking out. He's like, oh, look, it's, you know, it's Mickey Mouse. You know, you want to say bye to him. And she put her hand up to my glove and she didn't have a hand. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, it like, and I didn't realize it at first, like she put it up, but she had the biggest smile on her face. And like, just seeing that, I knew like she had a really great day. And like, it just hit home with me, like, you know, seeing her like so happy, you know, and like that I was there to give her like a high four, you know, like with my four Mickey Mouse fingers. But yeah, I mean, seeing like, especially like the Make-A-Wish families, you know, that's always really hard, you know, but knowing that like you're doing your job and like you're acknowledging them and like, you know, being there for them, I mean, that goes a long way. And it's nice, you know, for Disney to have that impact on others.
That's amazing. Like both of those are just, oh man, I'm so jealous. I really am. There's no other way that I can put it. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
So
I know I go to work today at 4 o'clock. So like, I mean, I don't even get upset going to work. You know, it's just,
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Like it's gotta be fun just being in that environment day in and day out.
It is. Yeah. And like my view is Spaceship Earth. Like that's what I look at every day. Like it doesn't get better than that. Like,
so if you were to pick a different position, I know you said that you really did enjoy your position, Kara.
Yeah.
What would you have wanted to do other than work with the strollers?
I had initially actually wanted to do the children's activities because, like, I've worked at a lot of summer camps and at a preschool during high school and stuff like that. And working at the strollers actually reinforced that because I got to, like, put the kids in their strollers and they'd be all excited for their day. And if I worked long enough, I'd even see them, like, coming back and sometimes they'd remember me. So just working with the kids because, like, they're at Disney and they're so excited would be, like, so cool. So, like, working with them even more, I would probably want to do, like, children's activities, like, at the resorts to, like, really get to hang out with them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I hadn't met anyone on my program that was in that, but I had heard of people. So I guess it's, like, obviously a much, like, smaller role, like, not as many people do it.
We talked about experiences that you loved. Did you have any experiences that you did not like?
The biggest thing for me, the hard part, was being, like, living so far away and having these roommates that, I mean, you can kind of pick your roommates, but you don't really know them because you just met them on Facebook. So I would say all, like, the only negative part of the program for me kind of stemmed from the whole roommate thing, just not really knowing them. But it ended up working out okay. But, like, so nothing with the actual, like, Disney program I really had an issue with. It was just the only downside was the roommates, but also that was one of the best things because then some of the roommates were like my best friends and we always hung out at the parks.
Right. So turning a negative into a positive.
Yeah.
Was there anything that you like didn't get to do on your bucket list of things that you like you wanted to do during your program?
Actually, yes. Right at the end of my program, I met this lady that was going around trying to take pictures of all the college kids and put them in the parent group so their parents could see their kids at work. And she mentioned that she worked on this boat ride at the Contemporary with like it was like Peter Pan themed and you'd go out on this boat like out on the little lake and watch the fireworks, and I didn't even know that existed until right at the end. Yeah,
I've never heard of that either.
At the Contemporary, because that's where she worked, and she said there's like a dinner and you meet Captain Hook and Mr. Smee and you go out on this ship and you watch the fireworks and then you come back. And I hadn't even heard of that until right at the end, so that was something like I would have tried to do had I been there longer.
Did you do Hoop-Dee-Doo?
at the
Warriors? No, I didn't. I didn't really do any of those big dinners. So that was probably one of the things that, like, when I go back, I'll probably focus more on stuff like that.
Hoop-dee-doo was so much fun. Like, I had a great time there. Like, the show was spectacular. I highly recommend that for you guys.
I'll keep that one in mind. Did you do any of the other, like, dining experiences?
No, I haven't done the one on the boardwalk. We talked about this, Kara. We were going to do it, and then we never did. The one where you meet Princess Ariel and Prince Eric, Rapunzel and Flynn Rider. It's like during breakfast at the boardwalk.
Yeah.
I want to do that. And Cinderella's Royal Table, which I know it's like a $100 down payment.
Oh, my. I didn't know
that.
It's super hard to get reservations there, too.
Yeah. Those are kind of like the things I want to do before I leave.
You still got time.
I still got a 2 months. Whopping 2 months.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll be able to experience Toy Story Land, too.
I know, as cast members, our self-admission pass is, like, blocked out, like, you know. I think, like, before I leave, we have, like, a week where we're allowed to, like, go. Since it's, like, been, like, a month since it's been open.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but I'm going to be, like, blocked out of studios, like, all summer, so.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. They're not just blocking you out of Toy Story, you're blocked out of the whole park.
Yeah, so we won't be allowed to get in. So, looks like I'll be at Magic Kingdom every day.
Or you could go explore Animal Kingdom a little
bit
more.
Find that path.
Yeah, find that path.
We'll start a hashtag for it.
Yes, hashtag find that path.
So, if any listeners out there know where that path is, please let us know.
Yes.
Because I've been dying to find it. I really have. So, is there anything, any stories that you would like to tell from your experience or certain things, other things that stood out to you that you really just loved about being down in the parks?
When I was younger, like, my parents did most of, like, the interacting with the other cast members. So it was cool to, like, go to the parks as a guest and actually talk to other cast members. Because everyone really is so nice. Like, everything they trained us on, it's just cool to see it reflected in, like, literally everyone. Like, everyone wants to talk, and everyone's so nice and helpful. And it was really cool to just, like, enjoy that, like, Disney hospitality, because when I was younger, it went a little bit over my head since my parents had most of the interactions. So that was probably one of the cool parts, just seeing Disney, like, as a guest, since I hadn't really done that.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I absolutely agree. I love talking to the cast members whenever I'm there and just interacting with them, because it is such a special experience. Because if you treat people nicely, they're going to treat you nicely, and sometimes they'll help you out a little bit.
Yeah, especially like with pin trading, that like encourages even more interaction. So like, I love to pin trade, because then you're basically going around just meeting a bunch of new people.
Yeah, and Gage and I talked a little bit about pin trading on our last episode. So did you have pins whenever you were stationed while working?
Yes, they actually gave me a lanyard with pins to trade.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, that was one of like my favorite parts of working there, was pin trading, because everyone was so excited, because it was right when you got into the park. So it was the first, I had a lot of kids that it was like their first time pin trading. And it was so cute, because they would look at the whole lanyard for like 5 minutes trying to pick which pin. Like, it was really cute.
I would probably do that too.
Yeah. And you'd have those people that like have been looking for a pin forever, and like they found it on your lanyard. Like, it was just really cool getting a pin trade.
So what was your favorite pin that you ever got, or that you ever traded for?
Probably I have to say this one pin. It has Shere Khan from the Jungle Book. There was actually this guy who had a whole binder of pins to trade, and he would come up to the cast members and he would like pick one, and then he would say, pick anyone off of here. So I got Shere Khan, and I left him on my lanyard all day just to see if anyone would like obviously want to trade with him, but nobody ended up wanting that one. And I thought,
did you take that pin for yourself then? Like, did you trade it like with?
Actually, at the very end, because I got him right near the end of my program, and they never actually asked for the lanyard back, so I still have all these pins.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if they just let us have them at the end or what.
Because my roommate got termed, and he worked at Walt Disney.
Oh, no, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he wanted to keep his pins, and then he was just like, no, I should probably turn them in, you know, I don't know what kind of consequence, you know, I could get in trouble with. So he actually turned his whole lanyard in, but I think that's awesome that you got to keep yours, you know. And
yeah, I was, like,
anything.
Ready to turn it in, like, when I said bye to my managers, and I was wearing the pins, and I was like, do we need to turn this in? And they were like, oh, no, and I was like, okay.
That's awesome.
So it's cool, even really just nice. To have, like, the lanyard as, like, a little memento, because it has, like, the little pin trading rules on it.
Yeah. Did you, Kara, get to purchase one of those frames for your name tag that you can put in like the company D stores?
I actually didn't end up getting one because I kept seeing the ones that had like two spots.
Oh,
So I
okay.
didn't end
Yeah.
up getting one.
They do have the single ones, and I think I'm gonna get one before I leave my program just
Yeah,
to like frame my name tag.
I framed my like completion certificates up on my wall.
Oh yeah, that's nice. How was the ceremony like when you ended the program?
It wasn't really a ceremony. It was kind of how the housing events went. Like you got to meet Mickey and Minnie in their graduation outfits, and then there was like the big table with the food, and there were some photo booths and stuff like that.
There was no special speaker on like congratulating you guys on completing the program or anything.
No, there wasn't anything like that. But we did get our Mickey ears with the tassel and the certificate, so that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. And do you happen to know like when your program ended, like did your managers like take you out of the system right away so like you couldn't use your cell phone mission pass like the
I
day
don't
of or
know.
like
My managers, like, I feel like with the pin things, I think they didn't really like know what was going on because they were just like, oh yeah, like you can keep it. So I didn't really ask them about that because I knew I was leaving the next day.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Like for me, like when my program ends on July 26th, I know my family like want to come down and like, help pack me up and stuff. And like since I have like extra comp tickets left, like I was thinking about using those. But the thing with comp tickets, like I have to use my self-admission
Oh,
pass
yeah.
to activate those tickets. So I was going to talk to my managers and see if they can keep me in the system just for like 3 days after my program and like I
Yeah,
can
I
use my
don't
comp
know if it
tickets.
like they like it ends right away. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
One question that I have is who was your favorite character that you were ever able to meet? Because I know I've seen a lot of pictures that both of you have posted on Instagram. Which one was your favorite to experience?
This was actually one that I didn't post, but it was Mr. Smeet. And he was actually out at Epcot near the American Pavilion for like a character palooza type thing.
Okay.
And he was out there. So he was really cool. And he would always like, I brought an outfit to like Disney Bound as him, but I wasn't wearing it that day. I just happened to be walking past and see him. And we hung out for a while. Like he was really cool. And I got really cute pictures that I actually haven't posted yet because I've been trying to like save them to like spread them out. But definitely Mr. Smee. I've just always liked him. And for some reason, I thought that he always met in the parks. And then when I found out he
He's pretty
didn't,
rare.
yeah, so I was kind of upset when I found out he didn't. But then, like I said, I was just walking through Epcot and there he was.
That's the best feeling when you're like casually going through the park and not expecting to see these like special characters come out. Like
Yeah.
it's awesome. Like it's a surprise that you don't know when or who's going to be out during these designated times. It's just all luck. And
Yeah,
I
it
think
was
that's
really
great,
cool.
especially like Epcot. They're good with that. Even Hollywood Studios, like before Phantasmic, like a lot of those
Yeah,
characters that are
like
already dressed will go out.
I didn't know that you could do that or that they did that.
Yeah, right behind Rock and Roller Coaster, there's like this little gate, and if you go through it like right before Phantasmic, like a few hours before, there's a whole bunch of characters from Phantasmic that meet. I actually saw it. If you're in line for Rock and Roller Coaster, you can see over like the fence, and I was in line and I turned around and I saw all of them and I went running out of line.
What was your, I know you said Animal Kingdom was your favorite park. What were your thoughts about Pandora?
Pandora, I was kind of confused at first because Pandora isn't technically Disney, is it?
No.
No.
So that's why I was confused when they were like Pandora, and I was like, oh, like, what's that? And they're like, Avatar, the blue people. And I was like, I had no idea that was Disney. And everyone was like, oh, it's not. And I was like, okay. But it was really cool. It was really like pretty just how it was set up. I have to say that I really didn't go over there much while I was in Animal Kingdom, and I only rode Flight of Passage once the whole time.
Okay. What were your thoughts of Flight of Passage?
I thought it was really cool, but there, I don't know, I've been on other rides similar at the theme park up the road, so
Okay.
I wasn't as like mind blown as everyone seemed to be, but I did really enjoy it.
Did you go there during night, Kara?
Yeah, it was like right before the park
Yeah.
closed. I jumped in
Okay.
line.
Did you notice a difference between day and night in the area of the park?
Yeah, like how the ground lights up and all that
Well,
stuff.
yeah. Did you like it better during the day or at night?
I would say it's prettier at night and it's a little less crowded, so it's more bearable to go there at night.
I absolutely agree. Do you have anything else that you would like to say?
Kind of, I was just surprised how much I really like grew from the program. Like I was having fun, but like I learned so much down there, especially like it's so easy for me to talk to people now. Like, I went back to my job back home, and I'm talking to everyone, like, Disney style. Like, every little kid that comes in, like, I'm talking to them. It's just interesting how much, like, it kind of changed me as a person.
Sure.
So.
And, like, honestly, I can hear it in your voice now. Just, you sound more peppy.
Yeah. The Disney spirit definitely rubbed off on me. And I think it's here to stay.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, I gained a lot from this.
So if you had the opportunity to do it again, you would?
Oh, I would do it again, yes.
Are you thinking about doing another DCP?
I kind of am. I don't know. I would probably have to do it after I graduated, since I don't know if I could, you know, leave for another semester. But
that's
I'm definitely
what I'm thinking too.
Yeah, I'm definitely considering. I really want to try out a fall program just to say that, like, I got to experience both.
Now, like, has it crossed your mind of you, like, wanting to work at, like, another amusement park? Like, I know, like, you're in Pittsburgh. Like, has, like, working at Kennywood ever, like, piqued your interest?
You know, I actually thought about it, because I came home and I just missed Disney so much, and I was like, maybe there's a stroller rental at Kennywood that I can work at. And I was trying to think. I was like, maybe the zoo has strollers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely something to think about. Like,
if I was a little closer to either one of those places, I would probably apply, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like Kennywood would be tainted right after Disney World.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, you would go into Kennywood and just be like, oh my god, there's trash everywhere.
Probably.
Oh, that's funny.
There's not garbage cans every 30 feet here.
I know.
No, not every 25 steps.
Yeah.
That's funny, yeah. But I definitely did think of it.
Yeah. I know like, next summer, like, I'm kind of thinking about, like, working at Hershey Park in Harrisburg. Ooh. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I have a little surprise for both of you. I know I didn't mention this earlier in the show, but I thought it might be a little bit fun, being that both of you have worked in the parks, to play a Disney Parks trivia game.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to be good at this.
Oh, no. All right, hit me with it.
Okay. So.
I can't believe you didn't tell us this, Matt.
Hey, I wanted it to be genuine. And if I told you, I feel like you kind of would have said no. So.
All right. Well, here we are. Let's go.
All right. So, I prepared 15 questions. You'll both have the opportunity to answer the question. So, you won't have to worry about that. Whoever answers first, we'll get the point. Well, you have to answer correctly, obviously. So the first one to answer 8 questions correctly, or whichever one of you has the most points once we're through all of the questions, will be crowned the Love of the Mouse podcast trivia champion.
Oh, no.
I'm going to lose.
On. Oh, no, I am Gage.
And I'll even make you guys a little trophy just so you can claim your bragging rights.
LOL. So,
are you guys ready to start this trivia game?
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, so
right?
If we know it, we just shout it out? Or, like, do you have to finish the question first? Or, like, what?
Wait for me to finish the question, just because there might be two parts to a specific question or whatever.
Okay.
So, once I finish the question, shout out the answer if you know it.
All right.
Okay.
So, which is the smallest and which is the largest theme park at Disney?
Largest is Animal Kingdom. Smallest is Hollywood Studios.
You got the largest.
Is smallest Magic Kingdom?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know how I'm going to do points for that one.
That was the starter one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was the starter question.
Okay. All right, so this will be the first official question, because that was a two-part question. I didn't think it through.
Okay.
Question one. How many times has Disney World closed to the public?
Zero?
Not zero.
Once.
No.
I thought this
was actually
a trick question.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's actually been closed 5 times since opening in 1971.
Really?
Do you know why?
Yes. Yes. For Hurricane Floyd in 1999, the terrorist attacks of 9/11 in 2001, there was a power failure in 2002, Hurricane Matthew in 2016, and Hurricane Irma just last year.
So during those 5 days, they lost billions of dollars.
Right.
That's crazy. I thought, I was like, never.
Well, I'm sure they had some revenue going. If they were staying at a Disney resort, I'm sure the gift shops were still open.
True.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously they're losing that much money, but they gain it back.
Yeah.
Very easily, for sure. So, next question. How tall is Cinderella Castle?
Isn't it just below 300?
Well, that's kind of vague, but I mean, yeah.
299? 298?
263.
No. It is 189 feet tall.
Oh.
Gage
and I are just like, yeah. No.
Because I know they couldn't have it a certain limit because of the light they'd have to put on top of the tower.
Right.
I just didn't know how tall it was. Yeah,
I really thought it was taller than that. Did you know the answers to these questions before, Matt?
I did know the answer to the starter question.
Okay, all right.
And I knew that the park had closed. I thought it was only four times. I didn't know the one from the power failure.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha.
All right, I'll try and go for an easier one.
Okay.
What is the oldest attraction at Magic Kingdom?
It's a Small World?
No.
The railroad? It's not
the Carousel Progress.
No.
It's not the railroad?
No, it's not the railroad either. I will
tell
you
this. The
Carousel. Yes.
The Carousel.
It is the Carousel. Yes. That was built in...
I did know that. I did know
that. The regular Carousel.
It was built in 1917.
Yeah, because they moved its location, like, a couple times. Like, it wasn't
Yeah, it's under construction now, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, I'm bad at this. Listen, if we were playing Disney Scene It, you guys would be left in the dust.
Oh, yeah. That's, I'm good at the movie trivia, but, like, the park stuff, I'm like, eh.
We need to all face off. Disney Scene It.
I've heard that you want to challenge me in Disney Scene It, Kara, and I hope you're prepared to lose.
Wow.
All right. I'm up for that challenge.
Well, that I mean, I know you just hung out with Tori the other day, and that's what she told me, so.
Yep. That's correct.
I told her to tell you that I hope you're ready to lose.
All right. We'll see, Matt. We'll see.
So, which Fantasyland attraction replaced the legendary Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
Winnie the Pooh.
I was going to guess that. I'm terrible.
So, four questions in, Gage is up 2-0.
Hey.
I'm updating the score. It's 1-8 wins.
All right, all right. Keep going.
How many happy haunts inhabit the
999.
Jeez, I didn't even get to finish the question, but yes.
That's my favorite ride. Well, one of them.
Wait, say I didn't even hear the question.
How many happy haunts inhabit the Haunted Mansion?
999.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No, why is that?
Because there's room for one more. It can fit 1,000.
Oh, okay. Maybe I did hear that. I'm just not, it's not clicking with me.
The one time I wrote it, though, that line wasn't working in the ride. So I'll say that. I'll give you that.
How deep is the lagoon at Fantasmic?
How deep?
3 feet.
2 feet.
Kara's closer.
2.5.
2.5 is actually correct.
What? Come on.
I did a backstage tour.
For so did
no,
I.
No, 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 yeah. Not 2.5. 2.5 is not correct.
1.5.
Like I said, it is 1.5. My math is terrible.
I knew it was low. Like it's
I know,
because
like I went on that tour too, and when you like look down, like it's really low.
I know, but like. But at night, though, like, when you can't see, and, like, it looks like it's deep. Like
Yeah, but you'd think that, like, the barges and canoes would have a hard time with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
This one should be pretty easy. What is the fastest ride at Disney World?
Rock and Roller Coaster?
Space Mountain. Dang it, I'm terrible. It's definitely Rock and Roller Coaster.
No, it is not.
Space Mountain? Big Thunder
Test
Mountain.
Track?
Test Track.
Oh.
Yes. So we
Does
have
it go
one,
a little
two,
bit
three,
over Rock and Roller Coaster in the beginning? Because what? Rock and
Roller
Coaster hits like
so
60
fast.
At the beginning.
Goes, yes.
But Test Track goes a little bit over 60 at that last turn.
Oh, yeah, because it shows
you. Yeah, it goes 65. So not much more, but what is the name of the Jolly Headhunter near the end of the Jungle Cruise?
I have to say I only rode that once.
Wait,
and it was with
I
you,
should
Matt.
Know
that. Yeah, that was with me. You never rode it before that.
I had ridden it probably as a kid, but I don't remember it. Matt, you were my first Jungle Cruise.
As soon as
How
you say
you
it, it's gonna kick me right in the butt because I should know this.
That actually upsets me hearing that, Kara, because you didn't laugh like at all. I felt like I was the only one on the boat laughing.
Matt thought everything was hysterical.
I did. It was funny.
It was. It was amusing.
I love their puns. But anyways, not to take this on a tangent. What was the name of the Jolly Headhunter near the end of the Jungle Cruise?
I forget, but as soon as you say it, that's
yeah, I feel like I should know this, but I don't.
Okay, his name is Trader Sam.
Yeah, nope, didn't know that.
So we're up to 8 questions now.
What's the score?
Gage has 4, Kara has 1.
Hey, I'll take that 1.
This one should be pretty easy. What is the name of the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror Hotel?
Hollywood Tower Hotel.
Yeah, Hollywood Tower Terror.
Yeah. So that one was an easy one.
Yeah. I got that one right.
You did.
Yes, okay. you did.
Kara. You earned that, Kara.
Thank you.
You go, girl.
See, my 2 favorite rides, I got those questions.
Yeah.
So which street in Hollywood Studios?
Sunset Boulevard.
Wait, you guys are cutting out. I can't hear you.
Okay, do you want me to repeat that one?
Yeah, I did not hear anything.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to do a new question because Gage answered it already.
Oh, well, tell me what it was. Now I got to know.
It was which street in Hollywood Studios is a recreation of Hollywood's theater district.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
The monorail runs through the lobby of which Disney resort?
The Contemporary.
The Contemporary.
That was close. But I think Gage had it by 1 step.
Fine. I see how it is, Matt. It's on for that scenic game.
All right. This one's not necessarily a parks question. But who was the first cartoon character to receive a plaque on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Mickey Mouse?
Yes, it was Mickey Mouse. The score now, after, 11 questions. Gage is at 5, Kara is at 3.
Making my comeback.
Okay, so what was the water tower at Hollywood Studios known as?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
I have no idea, and I worked there. This is looking bad for me. I don't know, Matt. I think you'll have to tell us.
Yeah.
The Earful Tower.
Oh, I never heard that. Didn't even tell me during my On With the Show orientation.
Hmm. That's interesting. That's still up, right?
Yeah.
Why do the flags in Magic Kingdom along Main Street, why do they not have to be raised or lowered?
They're all missing a small detail.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not accurate.
Yes, they don't. They don't abide by normal flag standards, so they don't classify as normal American flags.
Which I think is so interesting that they're allowed to do that. You know, kind of like almost like mockery. I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, they're like bootlegged flags.
Yeah.
And it's super interesting, too, because you would never notice that just in passing.
No. Exactly.
We have 1 question left, and Gage is up 5-4. So, Kara, you got to get this one to go into sudden death.
Oh, sudden death? Okay.
Well, somebody's got to win.
Yeah.
Who is featured in Magic Kingdom's Sharing the Magic statue?
Mickey Mouse and Roy Disney. Wait, Minnie Mouse and Roy, dang it.
Gage, did you say Minnie as well?
What?
Yeah, me?
I just said Roy Disney is the one. And then, I know, Walt and Mickey has his, and then, I don't know.
It is Roy and Minnie. And Kara said Minnie.
And I said Roy.
Yeah. But she also said Roy, so I think I'm going to give that one to Kara, and we'll go to sudden death.
All right.
That was cheap. I'm saying that was cheap.
Hey, I was right with you.
I helped you out on that one. You just repeated what I said.
No, I took a picture of that statue. Actually, the only good picture I took on my camera gauge is of that statue.
Yeah.
This one is an easy one for the win. When did Disney World first open?
1971.
Do you know the date?
Oh, boy. I only knew the 1971 also. I don't know the date.
August 4th, 1971.
No, not August 4th. I mean, Gage, I'll give you the win here, but I was just curious if you knew the date.
Do you know the date? What's the date?
Well, I have it on a list here, and it is October 1st, 1971.
Oh, wow. Aw, so, Halloween, baby.
I wouldn't consider... Is the park a baby?
It is now.
When was Disneyland first opened?
1955.
Yeah.
What's that date?
I think it was like January 15th, for some reason. Or January 1st, I think.
A New Year's baby.
Maybe. I don't know. I could be totally wrong. Gage, you are the winner of the trivia game. So
hey,
thank
that
you for playing.
That was very close, though. Kara,
yes,
you
good
gave
job,
me
Gage.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
job.
You,
good job
you both
well.
Did. You both did well.
I feel like had someone else been asking the questions, Matt would have just ruined us.
But yeah, you still want to play me in Disney Scene It?
I do want to do that Disney Scene It, though, with you guys.
Yeah, that's happening.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's always fun, doing, like, the movie.
Yeah, and maybe if you're on again sometime, Kara, we can do a
so
movie
live action
one.
Ones, like Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
That, I hate that. Like, there's one question that I always get, and it's from the stupid Apple Dumpling Gang.
I know, I hate those obscure ones.
Yeah.
I need
yeah.
to watch all those movies.
What even is this? So, do either of you have anything else that you'd like to say before we sign off?
No, really, just thanks for having me on here, and thanks for that surprise, because that was a fun game.
Yeah.
That was fun.
See?
Thank you, Matt.
See? Yeah, of course. I wanted to surprise you guys, and I'm sorry I made it a little bit difficult.
No, that made it better. I learned something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to be an educational show, you know.
Consider me educated.
That's
well, before we sign off, let's take a minute to talk about how listeners can connect with us on our official Love of the Mouse podcast social media accounts. You can follow Love of the Mouse podcast on Twitter at LOTM podcast, Instagram at LOTM podcast, and Facebook, and searching Love of the Mouse podcast. Also, be sure to check out our website, loveofthemousepodcast.com, where we will post all of our feature episodes. And while you're there, you can check out some of our awesome Disney photography, occasional blog posts, browse our Love of the Mouse podcast shop, and just learn a little bit more about who we are and why we love the mouse.
Now, if any newer returning listeners are interested in reaching out to us, we would absolutely love to hear from you too. You can shoot us an email at loveofthemousepodcast@gmail.com or message us on any of our social media accounts. We'll be more than happy to read what you have to say on the show. So our show can now be found on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, the Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, and also iHeartRadio by searching Love of the Mouse Podcast. As we have mentioned in previous episodes, if you're listening on iTunes, make sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and review to help our show grow even more. We are currently running a promotion for anyone that submits ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you choose to do this, you'll be entered for a chance to win a framed and personalized drawing done by myself of your favorite Disney character. So thank you in advance for anyone who takes the time to do that. We are always appreciative of your feedback and look forward to hearing what you have to say about the show. So episode 6 of the Love of the Mouse podcast is officially in the books. I had a blast today, and I'm super jealous of both of you for your experiences with the college program. So thank you again, Kara, for joining us today to share some of your stories.
Thank you, guys.
Of course. It was fun having you on, and I love, like I said, I love getting other people's Disney perspectives.
It was so much fun. Thank you, Kara, for giving us a detailed insight of your experience, and I'm glad I got to hang out with you the time I did, you know, when you were here.
Yeah, that was a good time.
And I'm also glad that we got to hang out in the parks as well. We didn't really talk about that, but that was fun when we got to ride Jungle
Cruise.
Yeah,
you got to see both of us.
See Happily Ever After.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got to have a magical experience at Tony's Gage.
So. yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about there.
So... If neither of you have anything else to say, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the Love of the Mouse podcast. Until you hear us again, thank you and good night.